All right, so over the weekend, we saw a record-breaking launch that will hopefully change the way we send satellites into space.
The Strato launch took its first flight on Saturday. It is a 6-engine plane with a wingspan of 385 feet, 385 feet from one wingtip to the other, which makes it the world's largest plane if you measure by wingspan. To put that in perspective, that is considerably wider than the length of a football field.
It was overall fantastic. I honestly could not have hoped for more on a first flight, especially of an airplane of this complexity.
Evan Thomas is the pilot from Saturday's test flight in California's Mojave Desert. I guess we should say over the desert. He was speaking after the launch.
Eventually, Stratolaunch hopes to use this oversized wingspan as a launching pad from 35,000 feet, at which point the rockets carrying commercial satellites would take off into orbit. Now, while this weekend's test flight did not carry any rockets, it did carry a lot of weight for the company.
The flight took place without Paul Allen, the billionaire co-founder of Microsoft and Stratolaunch's founder. He died in October before getting the chance to witness this moment.
I'd never imagined the experience without Paul standing next to me. And even though he wasn't there today, as the plane lifted gracefully from the runway, I did whisper a thank you to Paul for allowing me to be part of this remarkable achievement.
That was Stratolaunch CEO Gene Floyd. The company says it wants to begin launching rockets from the Stratolaunch as early as next year.